Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Cracker and Chesney when the sun goes down, which around here in the winter months, right around 2 in the afternoon. Actually, no, solstice has happened, so sun is actually setting a little bit later. Okay, like about, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes since December. Anyway, it's January 5th. Welcome to it. It is a Monday morning show. Dablo back here in the driver's seat. And every Monday, got to check in with this lady, find out what's going on. Breckenridge Public School Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to our students, staff, families, and community. Looking forward to a great year in 2026.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year's great year over there. Well, getting all revved up, what's going on this week, Christy?
Yeah, we've, of course, got lots of activities. We're back in full swing. Tuesday is packed with activities. We've got varsity hockey on the road at Wadena at 6 p.m. At our high school, girls basketball hosts West Central Area, B-Squad at 6, varsity at 7:30. And boys basketball travels to Holly with C and B-Squads at 6 p.m. and varsity at 7:30. We'll have a one-hour late start on Wednesday. Thursday, we invite the community to our student showcase for grades 7 through 12 from 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. That night also includes hockey versus Morris and Benson, JV at 5, varsity at 7, and wrestling versus Red River at Fargo South High School, JV at 6:15 and varsity at 7. Friday, we have a home basketball doubleheader against Staples Motley. Our boys B squad will play at 4:15, boys C squad 5:45, girls varsity at 5:45, and boys varsity at 7:30. Also on Friday, our varsity wrestling competes in Bismarck starting at 9 a.m., and varsity gymnastics has a meet at American Gold Gymnastics in Fargo. And Saturday, wrestling continues in Bismarck at 9 a.m.
Boy, you are busy over there. Now, educate me here, Christy. It's January 5th. Are you halfway through the school year yet?
Just about.
Okay.
We've got a couple more weeks until we are through with our first semester. So that first semester ends January 23rd.
Okay. So going quick. Anything else you want to add here before we wrap it up, Christy?
Oh, I just want to say thank you to all who are supporting our schools. Go Cowboys, Cowgirls, Dorm and Blades.
Absolutely. Great, Christy, great to talk with you each and every Monday. Have a great week. We'll talk next Monday, okay?
Thanks. Yep, you too.
That is Christy Sullivan, superintendent over at Breckenridge Public Schools. We do Breckenridge School News every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Time once again for another edition of Point of Law. It's brought to you by your locally owned car wash. All Seasons Car Wash in West Wapton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
Are penalties and fines paid on a business the kind of expenses deductible for tax purposes? That question required the court's ruling in the case of the businessman's bust. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Carl and Joe were businessmen with offices in the rear of Casey's Pool Hall. Sometimes local citizens wanted to invest money based on the speed of a certain horse. So they would then call on Carl and Joe, who would take their money at the prevailing odds. A person wishing to bet on a horse could do so when attending the races at the track, but off-track betting was illegal in this state. So about once a month, the police would bust Carl and Joe. At the police station, the partners would pay a standard $500 fine, return to Casey's, and continue business as usual. With spring came their tax forms. Joe said, Carl, we want to be sure to claim all our expenses, don't you think? Well, sure, said Carl. Everything should be strictly legal, so we'll put in the $6,000 we paid in fines last year. It's certainly a business expense. We wouldn't be in business if we hadn't paid him. Well, that's right, Carl, replied Joe. We'd be in the slammer instead. So they completed the form and sent it with a check to the tax bureau. But the Bureau disputed their claim to the $6,000 deduction. Carl and Joe went to court. The Tax Bureau's attorney said, to be deductible, the money paid out must have been for ordinary and necessary expenses. Payment for a series of penalties and fines for an illegal activity is neither ordinary or necessary. These gentlemen should not be allowed to soften their punishment with a tax deduction. The gentleman's attorney said, "The Bureau overlooks the fact that bookmaking is not prohibited by federal law. It's purely a matter controlled by state government. The fines were indeed necessary, for without them there wouldn't be a business and no tax for the government at all. The deduction should be allowed." How did the court decide this unusual question? The answer in a moment.
All right, we'll get back to point of law in a second here, but first let me ask you, has the snow, ice, road salt, and mud turned your vehicle into a four-wheel horror movie? Yeah, it's where we live. Wash it up, shine it up, spruce it up at All Seasons Car Wash. You know, there's so much more than a self-service car wash. Dryers and undercarriage washers and the ceramic shine car wash and the automatic soft touch. That'll take all the winter horrors off of your vehicle. You'll be driving fine and looking good. Yeah, make a quick stop at All Seasons Car Wash. They are your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton. Okay, back to point of law.
Is money that is paid out for fines and penalties considered to be a deductible business expense? No, ruled a U.S. tax court. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer to show that the deductions are ordinary and necessary expenses. And this, Carl and Joe failed to do. They must pay the full amount of tax due. It's a point of law.
Today, I am going to teach you better alternative ways of wishing people happy birthday.